does this traffic jam come from? We never get to jam on this road.
Let me go and check.
What is the problem, Kane?
A tree fell in the middle of the road.
Let's go and see what to do.
Government should help us and remove this tree.
People, let's listen to each other. Let me speak. People, thank you. I believe we can remove this tree from the road. We can clear our road.
Wow, this is a government job.
Yes, government should do its job. We pay taxes.
This is our country. I agree we pay taxes, but we should not wait for government to do everything for us. Being citizens of this nation gives us the responsibility to contribute to its building. Yes, it's the government's responsibility to construct and maintain roads, but we as citizens have a role to play in ensuring that these roads are used properly, are not destroyed, and are well maintained. Let's join hands and clear our road. Who is with me?
I am. Let's remove it.
I am with you. Let's clear our road.
I am with you. Let's build our nation.
We are with you.
Good. Come. Lift there. Let us lift here. You four carry that part. The five of you lift the branches. We need more people on the stem. Good. On my count. 1, 2, 3, go!
That's democracy. That's the meaning of being a citizen in a democratic society. Welcome to Understand Democracy. This is Musajja Wabwino as usual. Like I told you on the previous episode of Understand Democracy, I am going to show you what democracy is and how it should be exercised. Today, we are looking at citizenship and civic action. In a democratic country like Uganda, citizenship is about being a responsible, caring, and contributing member of society. Nations do not just happen as natural outcomes of history. They are built by men and women with vision, resolve, and love for their country, like Juma. You can contribute to the building of our nation in many ways, like participating in voluntary actions and groups, providing leadership, helping others, respecting the law and the rights of other people, and so many other ways. Another important principle of democracy is civic action. For democracy to function, citizens of the country have to participate in the democratic process beyond elections. Participation beyond just elections gives citizens a voice and ensures that they maintain power or at least control what happens to the power they have given to others who act on their behalf. There are many ways in which citizens can participate in social, economic, and political affairs of their country under democracy. Let's go back to Mirembe community to hear another way how citizens can participate in the democratic process.
Members, thank you for coming to this meeting. Like you already know, we have not had electricity in Mirembe for the last 2 weeks. I asked our chairperson to call for this meeting so that we write a petition and take it to our MP to advocate for the restoration of our electricity. Yay! Thank you. I request that we write the petition, sign it, all of us. Those who can't sign, our chairperson has an ink pad here. You will use your thumbprints like you do during voting. After that, we will agree on who among us should take the petition to our member of parliament.
Let's write it!
Okay, good. Let me call upon our chairperson to lead us in deciding what we should write exactly. And our councillor, Scovia, will do the writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Juma. Anyone who can tell us how we can start our petition? Yes, Nalongo.
We start by saying, dear our MP, Honorable Moses Kasule, we the citizens of Mirembe community are writing to inform you that we have not had electricity for the last 2 weeks. Someone else should add.
Thank you so much, Nalongo. Anyone else who can add? Yes, Sam.
We have contacted the electricity people so many times. They keep telling us that they are coming. We have been waiting for 2 weeks. Hey, someone else can add on that.
Let me add. Mm-hmm. This lack of electricity has killed our businesses and affected our life so much. Since you are our MP, support us to pressure those responsible to restore our electricity.
Thank you so much, Nalongo and everyone. Members, come and sign. Here is the ink for those who can't sign.
Advocating for important causes is one of the ways you, as a citizen, can participate in the democratic process, like you have heard Juma and his fellow Mirembe community members. Other ways are organizing community meetings, dialogues, involvement in community projects, among others. On Understand Democracy, Musajja Wawino, I am going to help you understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing, sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by the Ministry of Information, Communications Technology, and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda, and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. What do you think are the main duties and responsibilities of citizens in a democracy? How can individuals contribute to nation building and to the common good? How do people participate in your community? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wawino.